At Ranger, the dealerships are so critical. With me today is David Strickland. David, you've got a dealership in South Carolina, and I know that you know you're very, very actively involved with Ranger.
That's true. We are very involved with Ranger. It's one of our major boat companies that we sell.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, when you get a dealership, of course, you know, there's all kinds of things in the bass boat market in particular where you have to look at, you know, ways to sell more boats, the promotional aspects. Kind of give me some ideas of what you're doing.
Well, name recognition is a greatest key that we have. And we utilize our boat shows. We have an annual spring boat show, which we use our pro staff guys. And Ranger also sometimes sends us another pro staff guy in to help us. When they show up and with the Ranger wear and everything on, the public just gets real excited. So they really help build a lot of excitement for our dealership.
Let's skip gears a little bit. Now, you've got some regional pro staffers that you have from Ranger. Tell me how you utilize them in your dealership.
Well, the biggest way we use those is for in-house promotions. We do a big in-house promotion about 30 days after our normal boat show. They come in a boat show in February, and they help us man the booth. They go through the boat. Nobody's better than those guys to explain to a customer what the boat's built like, how it performs. They've got a lot of questions they can ask, plus they can talk a lot of fishing with the general public. And then 30 days later, we normally hit with an in-house, because it's important to bring the customer into our dealership. And, of course, we put on a big display of Ranger, and we bring the pro staff guys in. And, you know, they're welcome. They do seminars occasionally for us. But they really just set up. We'll put one per boat or one between the two boats, and they'll just stay right there with those boats and just talk Ranger and sell them.
You know, if you don't get them into the store, it's awful hard to sell them. I mean, boat shows and some of that kind of get the interest going, get the tires kicked a little bit, but getting them in the store is very critical.
That's true. And one of the biggest things that we do to get them in the store is we do a lot of billboard advertisement. We put most of our money in our boat show because usually we'll have 20,000 people come through on a weekend. So, you know, why not put your money there? So that's where most of our advertising budget's in our annual boat show. And then we'll do billboards. And our motor manufacturers will co-op those with us, so it helps defer the cost some. But people see those. They're up for 30 days. It's not like a newspaper ad or radio ad where they just see it for a day or 30 seconds. They see those things. And usually we'll try, like on a Ranger shot, we'll have a boat running on the billboard. And so they see it. It reminds them of fishing. And then we also have a local cable fishing man named Monty McGuffin. And Monty's got a show that he networks out to the cable. And we're his major sponsor. And it works out real good for us. We work a deal with Monty, so we supply him with the boat, and we get advertisement. And, of course, we buy extra advertisement on his show. We do fishing shows with him. I bring my sons or some of the guys from the dealership. And that's some of the best publicity we've had all year. We get people that say, I saw you on TV. You know, and they just get excited. And anytime you build excitement, you can sell more boats.
You know, you look at that, and it's really about promotion. It's really about getting out there and letting people know about the product. You know, with Ranger, that's been around for 37-plus years, you don't really have to worry about people knowing really about Ranger too much, but they want to get in one. They want to ride in it. You know, I know you're probably an angler as well.
Yeah, that's true. But the main thing on a lot of the consumer, you have to let them understand that they can't afford a Ranger boat. You know, some of them think that you know, Ranger is the best boat out there, and sometimes it's a little more expensive. But, you know, with the new models that we have, if we can get the people to come out to a Walmart or come to the dealership and touch and feel, you know, and show them what a payment would be, you know, most of the times it's affordable, and really there's a better value for the dollar than the Y or X brand that they're having to pay for.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your area. You know, you're up there by Hartwell, and you've got a lot of good fishing up in your area. Of course, you know, everybody knows about Santee Cooper down the road a little ways, but you got a lot of fishing in your area. That helps as well, I would think.
Yeah, we have Lake Hartwell is 990 shore miles. We've got five lakes in a chain. Joe Cassie, Lake Kiowee's 550, Russell, and Clark Hill. And so we've got a big concentration of bass tournaments going on every weekend. Some of the guys that are on our staff at the store help us do local tournaments. We run a trail every year. We've done six tournaments in the fall and six in the spring. And we've got one of our guys that's doing that. And so that helps keep our name out there, helps keep Ranger out there. But, yeah, fishing's good in Hartwell.
Well, it's all about the fishing. You know, when you get down to it, you got to have that great boat, but it's about the fishing, and the guys want to be comfortable in a boat. And it's very obvious, you know, you're not a small dealer. You've got a lot of things going on.
Yes, we do. We sell a lot of boats, and we sell a lot of kinds of boats. As far as sport boats and pontoons, we offer something for everybody. But Ranger has really, we've sold bass boats for 26 years. And we've been a Ranger dealer now for about 5 years. And I tell you, it's one of the finest companies we've ever dealt with. The people are just, you know, straight up. I can call Randy on the phone if I need to. Most of the time, I don't have to. But if I wanted to, I can. That means a lot. And everybody at the plant's just real easy to get along with. So we're real thrilled. But what excites us the most is we've always sold a quality product. Everything we sell, whether it's in a sport boat or a pontoon or a bass boat, it's a quality product. So we've built a reputation over the years of not being the cheap guy on the block, but giving good service and standing behind what we sell. And Ranger makes it easy for us to do that because they'll stand behind us.
Well, it looks like you've been selling boats since you've been 4 years old. If you're 26 years, you've been doing this thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I turned 50 this year. But I have been doing it. I've been doing it for 26 years. And the Lord's blessed us, you know, all the way up through the years. We work hard. But it's been a good relationship with Ranger.
Well, David, I guess finally, as you get ready to do this thing, I mean, you know, you've been doing it for a long, long time as it is. What are some of the things that you look for the future, you know, in particular with your dealership and some of the things you're doing?
Well, we're looking at continually expanding our service department, continually expanding places to take boats for people to see them. You know, they don't always come to you. Sometimes you got to get out of the dealership and you got to go to where they are, whether it's a Walmart or we went to the local fair this year, which is most guys don't like to go to the fair because stuff gets tore up sometimes and people are all over it. But recognition, name recognition is everything. You got to keep it out there in front of the public. So that's some of the things we're doing. We're looking at building a little more service-oriented shop, even now, to where we can get our service turned out even quicker. We don't want these guys, if they do have a problem, we don't want them waiting. We want to get them turned around even faster than we are now.
Well, best of luck in the future. Thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.